We are in the days immediately following Chag HaPesach. Baruch Hashem, we have all new, refreshed spiritual energy, refreshed appreciation of how special we are, refreshed recounting the miracles that Hashem did for us by Yetzias Mitzrayim, because we went with Him and has done for through us throughout history. Because we are with Him, this Pesach itself was something special, in which we were ourselves were going through the Omdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu, bombs that were sent to us from different places. And Mitzad Hashem, Matzilin Miyodov, all kind of strange things Hashem set up, most powerful nation in the world coming to protect us. Shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all these things we felt throughout the Pesach, and we did not let it break or lower our spirits, but rather have a higher level of appreciation of how special we are. And what makes us special is that we're the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that connect with Him, the Torah Mitzvahs, and I'll be talking to Hashem. And this is an important thing, as we continue onwards from Pesach, to continue with that feeling. How each and every one of us is special. Just like in Mitzrayim, it happened this year again. Each member of our family, each one of us got a new Hashras and Shechina upon him on the Leila Seder, which gives each one of us kriches. And it's important for us to mechazik one another, especially within the family, to appreciate how special each one is, how much kriches we really have. I remember when I was a chassan many years ago, I heard a shir from the Mashgiach in Lakewood, of Nassim Bach, Tzadik Levrocha, and he used the moshul, but the moshul was that a father sees two boys at a distance playing in the mud and says, "Oh, look at these kids, neglected, full of mud." As he gets closer, he notices that one of his own son. And he says, "Oh, my son, Yankele, yeah, children play in the mud. It's a shame, he'll be a great person." So he said, which of the two was the truth and which was a mistake? I said, obviously the second one was the truth. When he's at a distance, he didn't recognize who they were. He saw only the external figure of the children. So externally, they look neglected, full of mud. We got close and he saw his own son. He saw the true essence of this child. Every young child in Klal Yisrael, boy and girl, is potentially a great person. Great person doesn't mean a person who has a driver. It means a person who's really built himself up and doing wonderful things for himself and for those around him, for Klal Yisrael. And through his Avodas Hashem, through his Midas Tovas, through his Kiyum Mitzvahs, should all be Zeicha. Take advantage of this special time. Like we said, everything is new, everything started again. To refresh the way we rate ourselves and rate those around us. See how special each one of us really is. Be able to focus on the positive side of each one of us. And with that, we're emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. He always focuses on the good things we're doing. When we left Mitzrayim, he could have focused on how low down we were. But he focused on the fact that with all that, he still had a desire to be his nation. That was enough for him. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we use this as a moshul, an example, to build our own positivity towards ourselves and towards each of those around us. And with that, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have the koyach to grow and continue, overcome our shortcomings, and be the nation that Hashem glorifies Himself with.